The gallery at Rosslyn Gardens on Amherst Island hosts a Meet the Maker series of curated original works by top-tier makers of fine art and craft from all across the country. This week, they're featuring Amherst Island resident and textile artist Jackie Sylvester. When COVID hit, Ross Stewart and his wife Darlene Martin Stewart put their business on hold for 3 years. They focused their time on restoring buildings and their property and carefully considered their options for a future with COVID and climate change. This year, they officially relaunched their business and started the Meet the Maker series. Textile artist Jackie Sylvester explains her creative process.
It takes the form of weaving, felting, some sculpture, and assembling different textiles in different forms. So I especially enjoy working with wool and silk and creating one-of-a-kind wearable art accessories, clothing, and home decor.
Sylvester explains how every piece is unique.
My botanical felting process, I take natural plant material, leaves, berries, petals, flowers, bark, roots, and I use them to make a contact print on fabric. And by that, I'm extracting the dye potential in the plant into the fabric and getting a direct print from a leaf or from a berry, that type of thing. I can use background colors, so I have to prepare the fabric first to accept the print. And then I can add background colors. Usually I use natural dye materials, things like logwood, madder, indigo, so that each piece I do that way is totally unique and original.
Sylvester gives some detail on one of her crafting techniques.
I also do lightweight felting, which makes a lovely lightweight, warm, accessible scarves. And sometimes I do hats and bags. And when I'm doing that, I'm taking the raw wool fiber and doing what's called wet felting. And I'm using usually an olive oil soap along with water and agitation. And I get a depth of color developed through a layering of different fibers and different colors, and also using hand dyeing as well. So I get unique details in each piece. I can laminate to silk, so then I can get very lightweight wool pieces. So all of this means I take the wool, and with the agitation that I'm getting, I can get the individual wool fibers to start to move together, and they can get tighter and tighter, which makes an actual unwoven fabric that you can you can cut it, you can shape it, you can do all sorts of things with that.
Sylvester notes the great wildlife on Amherst Island to incorporate into her art.
I tend to use the natural environment around me as inspiration, you know, for colors, and particularly with botanical printing. I mean, all of the plant material comes from our own property. So there are things that I collect from the wild around us, or things that I have actually grown specifically because I know that they print well, since I have large gardens. And sometimes Darlene from the Rosslyn Gallery also allows me to collect plant material.
Sylvester noted the great opportunity from the Meet the Maker series.
We're being given an amazing opportunity through Darlene's gallery on the island to process some very original and unique artisanal products that come from across Canada.
The event takes place at the gallery from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. on August 5th. For CJAI and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Tad Evans.